This show is brought to you by BigAndTallMart.com. BigAndTallMart.com is your number one source for all things big and tall. From licensed t-shirts to casual wear and everything in between, BigAndTallMart.com has you covered. Use promo code GEEK10 on checkout to save 10% on orders $50 or more. BigAndTallMart.com is a proud sponsor of ThisWeekInGeek.net. You are listening to This Week in Geek, and this is the Nerd News Network. I'm your host, who is surprisingly not dead, Mike the Birdman Dodd. Today is Friday, December 5th, 2014. Where the hell have I been? Well, to get kind of serious for a minute, guys, I've actually been really, really sick. Long story short, I had to go to the hospital a couple of weeks ago. I had a very bad infection in my right leg, and I very nearly lost it. I was on some heavy-duty antibiotics and bed rest. Luckily, things came out okay, so gotta thank the doctor that saw me, prescribed the antibiotics, my wife for looking after me, and all the fans that sent me lots of well wishes on Facebook, via text, etc., etc. My friend Amanda texted me a lot to make sure that I was okay. My friend Sean sent me a text the night that I went in there. And even a lot of people I just didn't expect to hear from were checking in on me. So thanks, guys. I'm more or less okay now, though I'm pretty sure I've got bronchitis now. So hopefully I won't degrade into a coughing fit during this episode, because that would suck. But I am back, and I guess a couple of housekeeping announcements. Twig will be taking a hiatus. We're going to, or at least live show stuff, quote unquote. I'm going to stop production probably around the 19th of this month, if not a little bit sooner. I mean, I'm still going to record some stuff with Dave and Blair and everybody else. But we will return to full production on probably January 16th. Going to take a couple of weeks off, kind of enjoy the Christmas holiday, and allow for big things to pass, like MAGFest and PAX South and all that stuff. Though I'm pretty sure those are later in the month. But either way, just taking a break. Gonna try and catch up on some of my backlog of shame. Might record a couple of rads during that time. I still have a few on the docket. I should actually have one tomorrow on Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. I just prestiged for the first time ever, so I'm pretty hype about that. And I got a lot to say about that game, surprisingly. Other than that, though, I got some DVD commentaries coming up with Dave. We did two out of the four Alien movies. We did Alien and Aliens. Hopefully I'll see him around New Year. We might record some more stuff. I'm gonna probably email him about that tonight. Also, the prototype. Me and Jamie are recording a few more before the end of the year. We'll probably do our Game of the Year's picks fairly shortly. And I'm trying to think of what else. Oh, yeah. The Twig Topic Show is being recorded on Sunday, so I'm probably going to release that on Monday, if not Sunday night late. It's me and Roebuck. We're going to be talking about the Godzilla franchise, which is surprisingly more in-depth than what I originally gave it credit for. So anyway, all that aside, it's Friday, December 5th. So, what are we going to be talking about this week? Well, a whole bunch of geeky movie news has dropped, and I'm going to give you my opinions on that. A surprisingly cool trailer, I thought. We're also going to talk about NASA's Orion spacecraft. Basically, our first real thing to getting back into deep space. Manned spaceflight. I think that's tremendously cool. Professor Stephen Hawking, a.k.a. the Doomsday Guy, surprisingly. A monkey has no rights. And all sorts of other crazy stuff that happens in the great word of nerd, the world of geek. That's why I'm here to tell you about it. Okay, so the big elephant in the room. This trailer dropped yesterday, Thursday, December 4th. And that is Terminator Genesis. And originally when this came out, or when they announced the plot, I actually posted this on Twitter and Facebook saying, man, this looks beyond friggin' stupid. Frankly, fucking stupid. And then I saw the trailer yesterday. They released a teaser on Wednesday. They did the full 2.5-minute trailer on Thursday. And you know what? I'm actually really, really excited about this. Long story short, how it works out is it's kind of a retelling of the first Terminator, except kind of an alternate timeline. Like, John Connor sends Kyle Reese back to the past when Sarah Connor is weak and, you know, not ready to be the mother of the future that she's supposed to be. But when Kyle Reese goes back in time, Sarah Connor saves him. And instead of a T-800, it's a T-1000 that's back in time getting ready to kill Sarah Connor. And presumably Kyle Reese as well. And it turns out the Terminator, the T-800, Arnie, has been looking after Sarah Connor for a very long time. Sort of raised her to be this ultimate badass. And as far as I understand, she's one of the girls from Game of Thrones. I haven't watched it. I'm going to resolve that over the holiday break, I promise you. And it looks surprisingly cool. I mean, and I never thought of the alternate timeline, sort of like the whole X-Men Days of Future Past thing. I mean, the future's one way, but if you go back and change something, you could potentially change everything. So, I don't know, maybe closer to Dragon Ball Z, where their future still exists, but you create an alternate timeline. Either way, I'm surprised just how cool it looked, actually. I'm really, really excited about this. The guy that plays the Asian T-1000 looks awesome. He's no Robert Patrick, but I'm really happy to see them bring this back rather than the Terminatrix or whatever. And how in the trailer they show the racks of the T-800 Model 101, which all look like Arnie. And one moment I thought was particularly neat, how old Arnie sees the T-800 come back, the original, to come back and kill Sarah Connor, and he just blows it away with a shotgun. He's like, yeah, don't worry, we got this. Tremendously hyped for this. So this comes out next July 1st. I will be there opening day. I am so excited for this. Expect a Twig topic show on this, because I've read a lot of the comic books. I've obviously seen the movies. Yeah, I'm really excited for this. This is going to be freaking awesome. Speaking of trailers, just want to give you my kind of quick thoughts on this. Star Wars Episode 7 trailer came out a little while ago. I'm not as excited for it as I am for Terminator. I know, geek blasphemy. So feedback at thisweekingeek.net, Star Wars blasphemy subject line or whatever. I like the design of the new X-Wing. I'm on board with the lightsaber claymore or the broadsword, whatever you want to talk about it. I'm not going to get into the whole reasons why I think it's cool, because I've pretty much ran myself blue in the face talking to people like, okay, here's why the lightsaber makes sense in terms of this, that, and the other thing, and it in expanded universe, whatever. Either way, it looks really cool. Don't get why people are pissed off about the black stormtrooper. I don't get that. Because Temuera Morrison wasn't exactly, you know, the whitest guy you could find in the world. And even then, the only true battalion of clone troopers that was still pure during the rise of the Empire, and even the Empire era, was the 501st. Because all the other clones had got old and, well, pretty much died. So the Empire was using conscription across it. People could voluntarily sign up. So, whatever. Plus, who knows, maybe he stole it like Luke and Han did on board the first Death Star. I don't know. Kind of wish we'd gotten the shot of Luke even from behind with the cloak, have him saying something. That would have really made it for me. The Falcon looks really cool. So, yeah. Jurassic World, it's Star-Lord versus dinosaurs. It's okay. I mean, I saw the first Jurassic Park in theater like 10 times. So, I am going to be there for this one as well. Like I said, pretty excited for it, though, not as much as Terminator. I don't know, I guess the fact that I think Terminator is taking a risk, whereas in Jurassic World, oh no, we've made a new dinosaur. Oh no, it's killing people. Big friggin' surprise. But still, I could very well be wrong, and it could very well be awesome. So, pretty sure that's all the really big news in terms of trailers, anyway. Kind of keeping along with movie news, well, surprise, surprise! Marvel has announced that Benedict Cumberbatch is going to be confirmed as Doctor Strange in that movie. I think it comes out in like 2 years. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's two. Not big friggin' surprise. So I don't know. I mean, the guy, he has the look. Although one of the really weird things, one of the guys I do the Geekcast radio stuff with, the Booth Ninja, had said he didn't like his chin, but I think it was more nitpicky than it was anything. And I think he was making a joke. But no, I think Cumberbatch has the right kind of air about him to make Dr. Stephen Strange really awesome. So looking forward to that. I want to know who the bad guy is, whether it's going to be Baron Mordo, Dormammu. I want Shumer Gorath, mostly because I'm a Marvel vs. Capcom fan. I think that'd be really kick-ass. So yeah, and the fact that they're taking it as a more horror angle, it's going to be a horror movie first and a Marvel movie second. I like that, kind of like how Winter Soldier was like a spy movie and it just happened to take place in the Marvel Universe. So that's pretty kick-ass. The other big news, and no one's surprised about this, Ryan Reynolds confirmed as Deadpool, and this, I think, starts film or post-production or pre-production starts in, I think, March or something. So that's pretty amazing, considering it was him doing the voice of the Deadpool teaser or test footage we saw this past summer. There's that cough I was talking about. But not surprising, and that should be amazing. And if the script is really good, Ryan Reynolds is really going to make it really funny. I think it's going to be awesome. Another one that, another, and probably the last piece of casting news that I saw come out is Kristen Ritter. I know her from Breaking Bad, but most people know her from Don't Trust the Bitch in Apartment 23. She's going to be Jessica Jones, which I think is kind of awesome. I don't know a whole lot about Jessica Jones, unfortunately, so I can't really comment on it so much, but I really like her body of work from Kristen Ritter. I remember her from Breaking Bad. You may remember her as the girlfriend of Jesse who Walt just let die. And sure, someone's probably yelling, spoiler alert, the series ended like a year ago, man. Come on. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing when this is going to go into production. And it should be pretty amazing. Like I said, really looking forward to any of the Marvel Netflix stuff. And they're also talking about this, is that Jameson Locke, Commander Locke from Halo Nightfall, Mike Coulter, is the front runner to play Luke Cage. So, that's pretty awesome. I can see that. Now, I hope they cross over with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. somehow, but we'll have to wait and see how the whole MCU works with its TV universe, the cinematic, and the Netflix stuff, to see how they all kind of play together. Because we have had, obviously, the successful crossover of Captain America the Winter Soldier and S.H.I.E.L.D., so I'm kind of curious to see how the whole Age of Ultron thing will play out, and the whole Agent Carter bit, so wait and see. But either way, loving the show this season, so looking forward to it. All right, next bit of news. NASA's Orion spacecraft. Now, this thing had a couple of scrubbed launches. They were just... basically, this is something they didn't want to screw up. So, it survived its first test flight today on the 5th. And what this thing had... this thing is being built specifically to go to Mars. We want to put a guy on Mars eventually. So this thing was launched from a Delta IV heavy rocket. And a couple hours later, they picked this thing up in the Pacific Ocean. And it survived a 4.5-hour uncrewed test flight. And they tested about 55% of the systems that are necessary for us to get into space. So this is a pretty big deal. The fact that this is something that's going to take us beyond the moon. This is something that's going to take us finally into space. I'm actually going to read part of an article, and this is from space.com, where it says, today's flight, called Exploration Flight Test 1, marks the first time a spacecraft built for humans has traveled out of low Earth orbit since Apollo 17 launched to the moon in 1972. Orion seemed to function well during its first flight. NASA officials tested many of the major systems that could be needed for future crewed missions with the capsule. In total, 55% of the capsule's technologies needed for manned flight were tested. And there is a quote from NASA astronaut Rex Walheim saying, "It's tremendously exciting. It's so nice to see this happen and to see everything go so well. We're going to learn so much from this flight. To see it, Orion, coming back was just an absolute thrill." It's really cool because this thing has like this gigantic heat shield that's built to withstand temperatures up to 2,000 degrees Celsius or 4,000 degrees Fahrenheit. This is cool. I am so excited for this. I mean, we've had multiple U.S. administrations saying, you know what, we're going to Mars. We're going to make it happen by 2020 or 2030. And I'm really glad to see them put money back into the space program, because you know what? This is an exciting time in science. I mean, we landed on a comet a couple weeks ago, though admittedly the probe kind of bounced a few times, but we still got some pretty cool data out of it. Plus, we can still use the orbiter taking pictures above this thing. And if you've seen the color photograph of that comet, it looks really cool. So I'm excited for this. I really can't wait to see what more comes out of it. The fact that we might put humans on another planet within my lifetime, providing the flu doesn't kill me, is quite exciting. Like, I've always wanted to be an astronaut. Obviously, that's not going to happen now. But just knowing the fact that we live in an era where we're at the beginning of something so grand, not just the moon, but opening up, you know, the solar system, the human colonization, and just who knows what's out there, man. I'm excited. All right. So moving on to something that's a little less exciting. Professor Stephen Hawking, arguably one of the smartest guys alive that has ever been born. Professor Stephen Hawking seems to think artificial intelligence is going to end mankind. Kind of funny how I started this talking about the Terminator. So he says, he told the BBC that the development of full artificial intelligence could spell the end of the human race. And his warning kind of came in a response to a question about revamping the technology, which he uses to talk, which predicts words based on his previous vocabulary, which is a very base form of artificial intelligence. He says the primitive forms of artificial intelligence developed so far have already been proven very useful, but he fears the consequences of creating that can match or surpass humans. It would take off on its own and redesign itself at an ever increasing rate. Humans who are limited by slow biological evolution couldn't compete, and we superseded. Man, I really think he needs to lay off the Terminator fan fiction. But at the same time, it's kind of like, yeah, it is kind of like Terminator. If we put the computer in charge, what's the biggest threat to mankind? Man, how do you save man? By killing every single one of them. Thus, the threat is gone. So, I don't know. I mean, if Professor Stephen Hawking's saying it, we probably should pay attention. And I'm pretty sure there's rules in warfare where you can't have a weapons platform, like, say, a drone gun, be able to make the decision to kill on its own. It has to have a human interaction or something like that. So, at least there's that. But eventually, things could very well change. And they could say, all right, fine. We're going to send out our drone to go do some work, but first it's going to do X. So, I don't know, man. It's potentially kind of scary out there to see what's going to happen with this. But hopefully the professor is wrong, and we are not facing Skynet or the machines from the Matrix or the Sentinels from the X-Men. Either way, I'm not looking forward to dying. I'm looking forward to living in that space future I just finished talking about. All right, final story this week is the U.S. chimpanzee Tommy has no human rights. Okay. And I'm actually just going to read you the entire article because this is, it's kind of weird. I can see where they're coming from with this and see where they're not coming from. So, from the BBC.com, A chimpanzee is not entitled to the same rights as people and does not have to be freed from captivity by its owner, a U.S. court has ruled. The appeals court in New York State said caged chimpanzee Tommy could not be recognized as a legal person, as it cannot bear legal duties. The Non-Human Rights Project had argued that chimps who had such similar characteristics to humans deserved basic rights, including freedom. The rights group said it would appeal. The owner's fairly happy about this. In its ruling, the judges wrote, "So far as legal theory is concerned, a person is any being whom the law regards as capable of rights and duties. Needless to say, unlike human beings, chimpanzees cannot bear any legal duties, submit to societal responsibilities, or be held legally accountable for their actions." The court added there was no precedent for treating animals as person and no legal basis. In October, the Non-Human Rights Project had argued that chimpanzees should be recognized as legal persons and therefore be given the right to liberty. The group said on Thursday it would appeal against the court verdict in New York's highest court. Tommy's owner, Patrick LeVay, said he was pleased with the outcome, according to the Associated Press. Tommy, who is believed to be about 40 years old, is a former entertainment chimp, and he was given to Mr. Lavery about 10 years ago. You know, I've seen how this movie ends. It's called Planet of the Apes. No, I'm just fucking with you. I can see this because chimps and other primates, simians, I think, I don't know. The ones that can communicate via sign language. I can see how they're intelligent, they're sentient, but I get where they're coming from, these like human rights people or these chimpanzee rights guys. I really get that. I really do. But you're not going to summon a chimpanzee for jury duty, nor, let's say, a chimpanzee kills someone. Are you going to really put a monkey on trial for murder? It opens up a whole murky legal mumbo jumbo stuff that's well beyond my comprehension and pay scale. So I can see both sides of this argument, but I gotta side with the courts on this one. Like, you can't hold it accountable for its actions, nor can it bear any meaningful duties. So, but does it deserve basic rights? Absolutely. It doesn't deserve to have needles shoved in its eyes or have the latest, you know, fashion makeup tested on it. It definitely doesn't deserve that. So anyway, guys, like I said, a lot of stuff coming up in the next couple of days on the site. Like I said, we stopped production around the 19th, if not a little bit sooner. The topic show is coming for November. I do apologize that it's late. We had to change topics so many times, and I think we finally settled upon the right one. Me and Blair are going to be doing the Twig Holiday Gift Guide, kind of giving you our picks on what you should pick up in the last 12 days of Christmas. A lot of good books, a lot of DVDs, not so many toys this year, but there are a couple on there, and definitely some video games from me. As for Rad, I'm definitely going to be doing one on Smash Brothers, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. Look for COD tomorrow, likely, or going in the Sunday. Other than that, though, guys, hope you guys are happy to have me back. I'm feeling better. Thank you so much for everybody who sent in their support. So you guys are awesome. So like I said, Sean, Amanda, you guys kick ass. So, guys, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard. And I'll catch you guys again real soon, right here on ThisWeekInGeek.net.
Want to see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show. So don't miss it.
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my God, there's snot on my face. And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub, and I'm not a join. Not a join. What the f*** does that mean? F*** that. 10 seconds.
No, you gotta keep that.
Let's do this. Let's do this right the first time.
F*** you guys. Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with shat.
Okay, I'm good, Geico.
Holy shit! Oh my gosh! Freak! Die! Holy crap! Whoa! Where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random. I don't know. Maybe even a hot chick.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are you? Actually, no.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content. As well, subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by replying to @ThisWeekInGeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by Pronobozo at PronoBozo.com. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.